The rains came on very suddenly Thursday night. Aaron Dunlop owns Cascade Growers, LLC, a pot farm outside of Twisp, Washington. He described the scene today.
We are looking at the remnants of a road and a lot of refuse from water that came rushing down our valley. Lots of big boulders and my car, which is half buried in mud and sand.
A fish was also stuck in the mud near Dunlop's farm. Patrick Fitzgerald lives just north of Benson Creek near Twisp. Water and mud covered his property last night. Today, he's trying to dig out his trailer with a chainsaw.
We had the rainstorms, and all the forest had been burnt up above, and so it just flash flooded. Yeah, it's wiped out a bunch of my plum trees, and it's eating away the road halfway right now. It's what happens when water runs.
Fitzgerald says this hasn't happened on his land in the nearly 30 years he's been there. The National Weather Service says storms this evening could dump more water on areas burned by the fires in central Washington, but it's unclear what that could mean for people already digging out of last night's mudslides. Scott Miller is the emergency manager of Okanagan County.
With regard to the weather, we can't say exactly where the storm cell is going to go, so therefore we can't predict exactly where any flooding will occur.